Economic Alliance presents the Gulf Coast Growth Show with your host, Jason Lee and Clint Aiken.
All right, and welcome to the Gulf Coast Growth Show. I'm Jason Lee, your host.
And I'm Clint Aiken.
And we are here with Todd Stewart, the president and CEO of Gulf Winds International and founder of More Than the Move Foundation. We'll get to that in a second. And Jamie Hampton, his executive director of the movement. So we're excited to have you guys on. Not gonna lie, got a little tongue tied before we kicked off the show. I think a lot of that was my enthusiasm for the show. I had the pleasure of coming out to Todd's place really at the kind of about a year ago, I think, and to see some of the work and the passion you guys were doing and really just the culture that you created. And I've been like chomping at the bits to get you guys out here. So I'm really excited to have you on. Patrick Mayer was on the show a few weeks ago.
Last season. Technically.
All right. And I was blown away by what he shared and the things that he talked about. So we're excited to hear more about that. But as we dive in, we'll just kind of jump over and turn over to Todd and have you kind of share a little bit about your story about the company and what led you to More Than the Move. So tell us about that.
Yeah. First, thanks for having us on. We both really appreciate that and love your passion for this area and just what you're doing. So thank you for that. But a little background just on Gulf Winds International. So my dad was in the shipping business for 25 years, got laid off in his early 50s, basically woke up with a retirement package, so to speak, and had to figure out what to do, and made the decision to cash in his 401k and start Gulf Winds back in 1996. Wow. So big decision. Now that I'm 45 years old, it's becoming more and more real to me exactly what he did at that stage of life.
Yeah.
So just so appreciative for his heart really to do that and to invest in not only his future, but the future of a lot of other people. And so with that, Gulf Winds was birthed, and it was just an awesome story. And we launched with one customer, one location. We were actually handling green coffee that was being roasted at Continental Coffee here in town, 150-pound sacks. I was cheap labor right out of college. And so we literally loaded that stuff onto pallets. When they would get ready to roast it, we would ship it to them. And we just started like that. We needed to manage labor. We were having a hard time getting trucks to deliver on time. So we launched our own transportation arm at that time with one truck. And today we operate about 450 trucks. And we're in Houston, Dallas, recently launched in Mobile, and we're going to be opening soon in Memphis and also in New Orleans. So very, very thankful. Wow. God's been very, very good to us. And part of the story, obviously, is the Lord's work in our life. And so love to be able to share a little bit more with you about that. But overall, in essence, 2 years into the business, God really just got a hold of my heart, and it really changed the way that I started to view the business. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, it changed the way I really started to view our people. And so as we grew and we were being blessed, just from a financial perspective, we always really had a desire to give back. My dad obviously was a very gracious man. He passed away about 2.5 years ago with leukemia. I took over as president in 2012. So it's been a bit of a journey over the last few years, but it's been amazing. And in that process, we always said as we were growing that we had been really blessed and we wanted to be a blessing to others. Mm-hmm. And so part of that meant that we wanted to give back to local and international foundations. And we really started doing that. But after my dad passed, we really said, look, we always used to say it's about more than moving freight. So that's where the term More Than the Move came from originally.
Wow.
It was really a kind of a Gulf Winds kind of in-house statement. And so when it came to really putting a framework around what we were doing in the area of giving towards nonprofits, we said, yeah, that's a great name. Let's use More Than the Move because it's really about more than moving freight. And so that's how it was kind of birthed after my father's passing. And then we were had the great privilege of bringing Jamie on board, who worked in our operation for a couple of years, and he had a real passion for people and for the Lord. So obviously he was a great candidate. He accepted the position as executive director for More Than the Move Foundation. And so through that, we're just seeking to connect people to their passion. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful ride.
That's awesome. So shifting gears just a little bit, Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit about, I mean, he already kind of interluded into your background, right? So can you give us a little bit more about your background and kind of where you're at now? And maybe where you're going with More Than a Move.
Yeah, so I started working at Gulf Winds around 2015. And so I was there for about 3.5 years. And I had a great privilege because I got to go through all aspects of the business. So I really got to understand kind of what customer service was, what operations was, what business development was, and just grow as an employee. And then Todd said, hey, we really want to bring this more form to our philanthropic side. So we want you to basically, we want to be engaged in the community. We want to restore hope in the lives of people. And we'd love for you to come back and try to form something around that. It's kind of an open canvas. Would you come and offer some leadership? So I said, of course, I would love to. So my wife and I, we were in Dallas doing business development for Gulf Winds in that market. We moved back down, and this foundation started in January of 2018. So it's still, you know, in its early onset, but we've really tried to bring more form to it, and it's been very attractive to, you know, and Todd would mention this, we forgot to say, but it was birthed from Gulf Winds, but the whole vision of the foundation is that, you know, he alluded to kind of like a Psalm 67, but, you know, we don't want it to just bless one company. We want it to bless many small to medium-sized companies that might not have the resources to do these type of opportunities.
Right.
So that's really where this vision's kind of birthed and kind of maybe some of the direction of where it's heading. And we kind of just heavily focus in three things. We focus in creating like community engagement through volunteerism. So that's a huge aspect of what we try to do. We really try to basically arrange and execute that for small to medium-sized companies. And then we try to create giving opportunities. So whether that be an employee wants to give, a company wants to give, we try to offer that. And then the last thing is the social cause marketing. How do you learn how to tell your story? And we can get more into like, you know, what the marketplace kind of looks like. But Seth Godin, he's kind of a market guru, and he says this quote that we believe to be very true is that it's no longer the products you sell, it's the stories you tell.
Absolutely.
So we try to help come alongside these companies and tell their story of how they seek to restore hope in the lives of their communities and their world.
I read Donald Millard's book, How to Build a Story Brand, last year. Man, phenomenal book. And that's, you know, he really did hit on that same point that people don't want you just to advertise anymore. They want to know your story, where you at, how'd you start, and where are you going? And so he kind of helps lay that out through his book and gives you different strategies on how to do that. So I know Seth kind of does some of the same stuff, but it's a great resource.
I think from a company perspective, one thing that we really learned, as Jamie kind of alluded to, was so many people want to implement this. There are people that have a heart's desire to really make a difference in the world and to have purpose. But the reality is it's difficult. And so we really learned that as a company at Gulf Winds. We had paid time off, and we were giving to nonprofits. We were seeking to volunteer and do things locally. But when you're in a busy service business like we are, like most of the businesses in our area, it becomes really difficult for your managers even to take on that, what I'm going to call burden in some respects.
It is.
Even though when you put it out, it's with great intention, the reality is they've got a hard job throughout the week anyway. So that's one more thing that they're trying to execute on your behalf. And so I think, you know, when we launched the foundation, bringing Jamie in-house to be able to do that for our people took that burden off, and it really allows them to just plug in and connect. So there's so much positive that's come out of that. And when we learned that, it was like, man, we can do this for other people because other people are struggling with the same things we are. And
what
so
if, what if we could create that blueprint?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
That could be multiplied out, and it would really bless many companies. It's kind of.
Well, I can speak from experience. I spent about 16 years in leadership with 24-hour fitness centers. But over that time, one thing that I saw was a change in the dynamic of the types of employees that I had. When it first started, it was, I mean, it really was about, I mean, we were in fitness, but it was about making money.
Yeah.
And then I learned over time that money was important, but why do I do this? And so it was easy in fitness because you sold something that made people feel better. And so it was easy to, we used to term, change life. So it was easy to get people behind it. And then as I started to get out in the world and outside of that space, I was always scratching my head, like, how do you get a truck driver excited?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, how do you get a guy that's working a forklift excited about making an impact or making a difference, you know, and the kind of that calling to something more? Yet you have a lot of people who come up and they want to be part of something special.
Sure.
You know? And then you mentioned it yourself. I remember they roll out big, you know, initiatives to raise money for cancer. And, you know, you might have five people on the team get excited, but then there's three other people who are being held accountable to their job, and they're just frustrated that they got to do something else on top of what you're talking about. I remember that as a multi-unit leader. You know, my guys who were hitting goal didn't have a problem taking on more. The guys who were struggling a little bit were like, you saw the direct impact of their team involvement versus those things because they were stressed out about getting the job done.
So that's right.
I love what you guys are doing there.
And I would say, you know, just some of the research that's coming out, like Deloitte, they produce a great resource on just like surveying millennials. Mm-hmm. So we know that millennials now are the kind of the biggest population of the age gap in the working force. And then Gen Z, the generation behind it, now they make up well over 50%.
Right.
So these people are looking for purpose, mm-hmm. right? And so you're seeing a huge swing by both how they spend their money, what they demand out of an employer, mm-hmm. and then from, you know, someone like a Gulfwinds or any other company, how are you going to recruit and retain talent? Mm-hmm. Because these people want something. Literally, the research said that they value experiences more than pay. Mm. So think about that. You know, you can't just incentivize, say, I'm going to pay you money.
Yeah.
How are you creating experiences that are connecting with these people? They are craving this connection.
Wow.
In a world that's continually getting kind of spliced up.
Yeah.
And really, we're connected, but we're also kind of disconnected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I read a Millennial Gouge report also. Who put that out? They do a ton of surveys. I can't remember the name of the company. Mm-hmm. But they were talking about how millennials specifically, they want to have an ongoing conversation. Mm-hmm. Right? Previous generations, baby boomers especially, they were used to having an annual review. Mm-hmm. Right? It doesn't work
constant
for millennials.
Constant feedback, right?
They need that constant mm-hmm. pat on the back, hey, you're doing a good job, or a little bit of pat on the bottom saying, hey, you need to fix that, but we'll help you.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So they want that ongoing conversation. That's really different. And I think Generation Z has also adopted that same mentality, that same concept, where they want to have that ongoing conversation. Mm-hmm. They want to have open dialogue. They don't
as
want
long
this.
As it's by text.
Our social media, right?
Yeah. But don't talk to me. You know, if you could just send me a short video of how you feel about me and how I'm doing, that'd be great. Yeah,
but the opportunity, right? The opportunity for those folks to connect mm-hmm. really enhances the whole picture.
Yeah, and even continue to play out the scenario of the work. Mm-hmm. force really today. Mm-hmm. how many days do people actually work in the office? Mm-hmm. Today, many people are working 3 to 4 days from home.
Yeah.
So if I'm a manager, or if I'm a CEO, or if I'm an executive, how am I connecting with my people? Mm-hmm. What solution do I have in place to try to unify my people, to bring purpose to my people? And whether it be like a corporate kind of social responsibility program or something, there needs to be this purpose that unites your team mm-hmm. together. And we've found that volunteerism and community engagement and running giving campaigns mm-hmm. really unifies people and drives engagement.
Yeah.
And engagement is kind of the highest correlation to profitability. And when you have margin, you have a mission. Mm-hmm. So all this kind of builds
on top
of each other.
Say that again?
So with no
when
margin,
you have margin you
there's
have a mission.
No mission. Right? If you're not making any profit,
that's awesome.
how can a company mm-hmm. be generous?
And I think that's important to talk about, because a lot of times it's easy to lean heavy one way or heavy the other. And I love people, and I love what Jamie's doing. And so often I'm blessed with a fantastic executive team that's really focused on results, because at the end of the day, you have to have business results in order to have margin to do these kind of things. Mm-hmm. But when you do and you're able to do it, you get exponential return from just the relational aspect, the community aspect, and ultimately, an eternal aspect, right? I mean, we all want to answer the why. Why do we get up every day? Why do we go to work? And mm-hmm. a lot of people use the, I used to be that, right? We're a service company. We have dispatchers. We have people that work long hours on the service side. We have warehouses down at the port. In a million years, I never thought we'd have, you know, half of our workforce or more working from home multiple days during the week. But technology has allowed those things today. And so we're in a season where, you know, answering that why and staying connected through opportunities like what we do through More Than the Move, I think just the benefit's exponential. And without it, I think the downside, I think, is exponential as well. Mm. And so I just think it's such an opportunity for companies. And really, that's why we want to share it. We want to invite others in to what we're doing, because we saw such opportunity. And we were kind of another really great story that came out of our own learning, which is kind of just throwing myself out there. I consider our company, I'm a Christian, right? So I want to do the right thing for our people continually. I mean, that's a real goal of mine always. But we did a survey a couple of years ago and recognized that we only had 52% of our people engaged. Well, national average is like 13 to 30. But for me, I'm thinking, we're doing everything you could possibly imagine from a benefits perspective, from a profit sharing perspective, from a 401k matching perspective. We have half of our people not engaged. And so part of the benefit, I think, that we've seen through bringing the foundation on and engaging people, not just where I'm passionate, which is where I kind of stayed before. You know, I would do the big, you know, annual thing you were talking about, mm-hmm. but really finding out what is the passion of each individual person, and then allowing a wider spectrum of opportunities for them to plug in where they're passionate. And through that, what we found is that it creates employee engagement in the process. And so in a matter of about 6 to 8 months, we took that score from 52 to 70.
Wow.
And so, and we went off and wound up being a best place to work. So it was...
That's unbelievable.
It's a crazy...
when you think about the
It's industry. Crazy, yeah.
It's not like it's, Mm-mm. you know... That, I mean, that's unbelievable.
And it's not a done deal, I will say that. I mean, mm-hmm. engagement is something that... It's a continual process. Like, you don't just arrive at engagement and you're mm-hmm. done. It's kind of like your marriage. Like, okay, great, you took your wife on a date. Wonderful. But what about next week? What about next week, right? So this thing has to perpetuate itself.
One date?
but here's where I would challenge you, right?
Right.
Without a program like More Than the Move runs, how are you going to perpetuate that within your organization?
Right.
Because the one thing I know is if I'm busy with work, if I'm working with the executive team on this, that, or the other, I know that Jamie is focused on, we're going to have these particular opportunities for volunteerism throughout January, February, March, throughout the year. We're going to be giving to these organizations that we're vetting continually throughout the year.
I love it.
So we're doing the hard work for people so that they can just enjoy the experience and their people get the benefit of having purpose in the process.
It's a lot easier to get people to volunteer when there's an organization, right? Mm-hmm. So they don't mind filling in a time slot.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I can come work during that time. That's easy. You know, even if it is on a Saturday or Sunday, mm-hmm. you know, they'll give up their weekends if it's organized. People do not like volunteering when there's no organization.
And it's not forced. So we really seek to pull people. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you passionate about? We call it gifting your passion.
Right? I love it.
How do you connect people to what they want to do? Because a lot of times you can kind of say, hey, as a business, we care about three things, you know, this, this, and this. And so we're going to find nonprofits in those three. Mm. And we're going to force our employees to be in those three, right? Versus the other approach would be, hey, you know, Todd, Clint, what are you passionate about?
Yeah.
I'm going to find something. We're going to have a volunteer opportunity. I'll let you know when it is, and we'll get you there.
I love it.
Very cool.
This is a great segue into our commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
I think hearing some of the success, and maybe we get back, we'll talk a little bit about some of the success stories with other groups you've had, some of the big events maybe you've got mm-hmm. coming up, mm-hmm. and where you guys see the things heading in 2020.
McCarthy Building Companies. From the Museum of Fine Arts to terminals on the Ship Channel, we understand the challenges and complexities you face when building here in the Gulf Coast. As the oldest privately held national construction company in the country, we have a clear focus on clients, community, and collaboration.
All right, we are back. And this show's flying by and really enjoying our time with you guys. And so now, kind of shifting gears a little bit, let's talk a little bit about some success stories. I know you guys have picked the movement up and now are taking it out to other organizations. Tell us a little bit about some of the companies you work with, the type of companies, and some of the success you've seen.
We started in 2018 with Gulf Winds. We developed that blueprint. And after we developed that blueprint, we've kind of transitioned and added on two other additional companies. So Sunburst Truck Lines is a transportation company. Core Group Resources is a maritime staffing company. And we really have sought to just kind of do a plug and play corporate social responsibility program that is around all three of those, a giving option, kind of habitual community connection through volunteerism, and then really helping them kind of market what they're doing in the community. So that's been great to have those two companies come on.
So one note about that, right? Gulf Winds International, Sunburst Truck Line, for your audience. So we're competitors.
Oh, wow.
But we have the same heart.
Right.
And so it's not about like what you do or what markets you serve. Ultimately, it's about how can we do good for people together.
And I think that just resonates with our community and the type of environment and culture we live in out here in the Gulf Coast. So unbelievable.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And then the only other thing would be AWC Frac Valves. They're coming on in 2020.
Nice.
So that's another company that's going to kind of partner with us. So.
That's exciting.
Very cool. Exciting stuff.
So, you know, some personal stories. Y'all had kind of mentioned that there in our little break here. You want to share a personal story? You said
there's a,
yeah, I'd love
to. Like for you? I mean,
so just kind of personal stories. I volunteered just like everyone else. And so we went to the Ronald McDonald House a while back and just fed at the Ronald McDonald House. And this is an awesome place here in Houston where they take care of a lot of folks, usually young families that have had children from all over the world. And we just said, look, we're going to bring in a nice meal. We're just going to serve them. We're going to visit with them. We're going to pray with them.
Wow.
So I happened to meet this young couple there as I was kind of standing in the feeding line. And that was Blake and Callie Inlow. And Blake and Callie had just had a little baby boy named Cannon. And we hit it off real quickly. And I had prayed with them briefly. And they were from Nacogdoches, Texas. Well, I went to school at Stephen F. Austin. So it was like the Lord just put us together and we connected. And I kind of stayed in touch kind of at a distance for a few months, but they had given Cannon, their little baby boy, a 0% chance of living. And long story short, he's just had his 1-year anniversary. And
awesome.
His mom wow. and dad have been fantastic, but they're a young couple that have really struggled because he's a special needs child. And so we were able to reconnect with them. They live north of town now. And meet a couple of needs. We just ask them, hey, how can we help you? Because this is a miracle baby to start.
Right.
We feel like we were connected. You know, obviously the Lord did that. And we've had generous, we had a generous donor basically donate his car. They were driving like a truck that had 400,000 miles and no AC. Cannon can't travel if he's not in air condition because of his condition. Oh. And so we've just seen God meet needs. I mean, that kind of sums it up. And so we were able to kind of help them, and we're trying to walk with them through this difficult time. But that's just one little story. I have one other one I guess I would share. We send people on mission trips as well. We do a lot of international planting of hope centers in churches through International Cooperating Ministries, which is one of our partners. And had a guy that went with his wife who works with us. And in essence, the guy told me, I'm really just going to get a free trip to Costa Rica. And so I know the reality is, though, he's going to be transformed when he sees the and meets the love of Christ through people on these trips.
Right. Mm.
And so he goes to this third world country with this idea in mind. I literally get a phone call from him on a Sunday afternoon, and he's in tears and basically gives me a story about how while he's been there, he's never experienced the love of God like he did on this trip. And basically wow. his heart was transformed, gave his life to Christ in the process. Wow. His marriage was restored on site. They wow. had decided they were going to separate before they went on this trip. So I've just watched so many amazing things happen through people just saying, yes, I'll go. Whether it's a mission trip, whether it's feeding somebody at the Ronald McDonald House, whether it's cleaning up a beach, you know, down at Galveston or helping on a port day, helping to make drivers feel more at home whenever they're, it's Truck Driver Appreciation Week. We have so many opportunities for people to plug in.
So one big thing that we have in November is we have what's called a Maritime and Offshore Charity Night. So it's the first annual time we've done it. It's a Top Golf charity event that we're going to have out in Katy.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's actually put on by the two other companies. So Gulf Winds isn't necessarily hosting it. The other two companies we're partnering with are hosting it.
Okay.
And all the profits or proceeds are going to go to three nonprofits, mm-hmm. you know, dollar for dollar. ICM, which he mentioned, builds churches internationally. Camp Hope, which is soldiers struggling with PTSD.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
They counsel their
great
families.
Group.
And then third is going to be Elijah Rising, dealing
oh, yeah.
with human
Another
trafficking
group.
Here in Houston.
Wow, okay.
So that's a great event. If you're looking for something in Houston to be a part of and connect, there's going to be a lot of businesses mm-hmm. already there. I think right now we're up to probably around 15 or 20 maritime and mm-hmm. kind of transportation, all that.
You said in November?
In November, mm-hmm. November 7th.
November 7th, okay.
Yeah, so that's a great opportunity.
And then, where would they go? Would they go to the More Than The Move, the website?
You can
website?
Go to our website,
okay.
morethanthemove.org.
Okay.
You can reach out to me directly, which is just jhampton@morethanthemove.org. And then the other big event that we have is in partnership with Gulf Winds. It's called the Steve Stewart Classic. Mm-hmm. So as he walked through his father, we have a chair, like a, it's basically at, what's it, Deerwood,
mm-hmm.
right up in Kingwood.
Deerwood and Kingwood.
Mm-hmm. So we have a charity golf tournament that's really ran through Gulf Winds that we give all the proceeds again mm-hmm. to. As we've said, we have about 30 nonprofits that we support financially.
Wow.
Yeah.
So.
One thing I would say too, and we don't talk about it a lot, but it's important to know because everybody wants to know, well, how does this work? How is it paid for? And obviously, we do have a fee that we charge if you want to be a partner company. But it would cost you so much more to do this stuff yourself, so it's very discounted.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie can tell you more about that. But Gulf Winds funds Jamie. So we're actually taking on the administrative costs for all the companies that want to partner with us. And the beauty in that is every dollar that you give when you partner with us goes towards life-changing nonprofits. So we really are about restoring hope.
It's unbelievable.
It's not about building, you know, this huge administrative support group. Ultimately, we've decided we want to take that cost on as a company just because we want to do more in the community.
That's awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Really, to echo what he said, it's really we're trying to live out our mission, mm-hmm. right? We exist to restore hope in the lives of people in Houston and across the world through volunteer and financial support. Mm-hmm. So we're just saying, how can we streamline that the most we can? Yeah, and that's really what we're about.
And there's so many great local nonprofits, even that we didn't talk about, local battered women's shelters. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's all kinds of things right here, whether it's Deer Park, Pasadena, LaPorte, Houston, and like Jamie said, even some international folks that we're working with directly. But all the big issues, human trafficking and those things, we're attacking. And we just feel like we have opportunity to make an impact in the world. And I've said it's never really been, to me, a resource issue. Ultimately, it's a giving issue, and that's a hard issue. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to challenge those people out there that are in charge of the margin of their business. Mm-hmm. Take a portion of that and give that back. And I think you'll never regret it. God has more than blessed our company. I'm definitely not a prosperity gospel preacher. I've been through probably more than most over the last 5 years because of the direction that we've taken our company. But the reality is, the fruit that we've seen, the joy that we've seen, the hope that's been restored, you can't put a price tag on it. And so I just invite people in on this journey. That's really our hope, is that more people will get involved. And then ultimately, hope will be restored in the lives of people like Cannon and others.
Well, we talked a lot about margin, and margin's an indicator or really an end result of your economic impact, the work that you're doing. But I always, one of my favorite mentors always says, it's irrelevant, the work that we do in today's economy. What matters is what we do in God's economy. It sounds like you guys have actually got your organizational structure lined up in a way that's making a huge impact in that type of work, which is just really what it's about. So
absolutely.
I think we've are kind of nearing the end of the episode, so I think it'd be a great time to kind of wrap up. And just, is there anything that you want to share? Anybody that you want to give some gratitude to? People that you're thankful for, or things that really just stick out to you? I'd love to hear from both of you on that, and then we'll kind of share our gratitude as well.
Yeah, awesome. I'll start. I think one thing that I'm 30, so I'm a young leader that's trying to step up into leadership. And for me, it's just been such a joy to partner with guys like Todd and then Matt Furman, who's the CEO of Core Group, and Sean Leone, who's the CEO of Sunburst. These guys, I mean, they're really, it's rare to find somebody at my age that, you see that you can look up to as a business CEO leader. And so that's a huge shout out I would give to all three of them, is that they are really walking the walk as they talk the talk. Mm-hmm. And it's encouraging for me to see people lead their companies like that. And then C12 is a great network that gives huge amounts of leadership to me personally and many other people that I know, and I really would like to give a shout out to them and thank them for their leadership and how they seek to build businesses too.
Fantastic. Todd?
Yeah. Well, I'd just like to thank you guys for having us on. Anytime we have a platform and we can use it for good, it's just such a joy. So thank you both for having us and giving us this opportunity. Obviously, my dad, the sacrifice and how he went into this deal. And for me, not everybody even understands why they do things when it starts. And I would say that was my dad. I actually came to faith before he did. Watched my dad come to faith at 58. And be baptized at that age.
Nice.
Later in life, but I also watched him walk through leukemia and pass away at peace. And so I know this thing's real, and I know he would be pleased with where we are. And so really just thankful for his example of sacrifice and giving, even at a later age. I feel like the Lord deals with each of us at different ages in our mm-hmm. life, some very young, some older. But the joy is ours when we get in the game. And so I just would invite people to get in the game. Like Jamie said, C12 has been huge for us. It's a platform for me to share with other Christian CEOs and to encourage one another that we do have capacity to do more. And it's just a matter of obedience on our part to give and ultimately to sacrifice for the good of others. And I think, like you said earlier, we're very fortunate to be in the Southeast here in Texas on the Gulf Coast. And we have so many caring and people that want to do good work. But you also have to make it a point to say, You have to step forward in faith and to take that step. And so that's really all we did with the foundation. God's really done it all. I would say I have a quadriplegic pastor friend who used to say, I don't want to, but he wants to. And sometimes that's the case, right? We know we need to do something, but we don't. And but he's faithful in that process. And I always say, also, one of his other sayings was, I can't, but he can. So I just want to encourage you guys with that today. There's such an opportunity. And we're restoring hope in the lives of people. And is there a greater purpose that we could live for than that?
Absolutely. Clint?
So first year of business, just opened up my business this year. And this week was, we had a lot of struggles. And it's just been amazing, the peer group, the network that I've built, how many people have just randomly reached out to me this week and stopped to pray with me, just encouraged me to keep going on. So I'm really appreciative of those friends that have answered that call, right? And picked up the phone and called me and said, hey, you know, just want to talk to you about things and see how things are going and checking in. And it's been amazing because it's been a really rough week. So just really appreciate those people that reached out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I have Clint being one of them, but a number of men who've taken me under the wing and pour into me on a regular basis and self-sacrificial on their end, where they just take their own time out to help me be a better husband, a better leader. And starting on Friday, it really through this week was a lot, from a retreat all the way to coming under some physical stuff that was weighing on me, and ultimately ended with tons of nuggets and gifts that were given to me by guys who are, I consider, much wiser than I am, but all of them live through the Spirit, which I think enables them to gift me what they do. And so it's pretty amazing to get to be a part of that, and especially when you can look back on it and say, okay, I see what you were doing there. You know, like you never really see it when you're in the midst of it.
No, it's true.
And so I think the gift that we're all given is faith. I think it's what separates us from the animals, right? Is that we have the ability to choose, and that choice and being able to have that really inspires me. And guys like you inspire me, and that's why I'm so excited to have you here today. And
We had a lot of edits just for the audience because he was so tongue-tied.
I was like, I could finally talk to these guys. So excited.
I want to thank Jamie as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's done a phenomenal job with really just getting this foundation off the ground. And I've found that when you find people around you, and I've got a great executive team that really leads Gulf Winds well, and those guys are fantastic. BJ Tarver, our chief operating officer, Dustin Hebrank, our CFO, and Patrick Mayer, you guys had on your show recently talking about logistics in our region. And they, all three of them, do a fantastic job. But someone's got to take the bull by the horns every day. And Jamie does a great job of that personally. But he also leads from his heart. And I know that that is rooted in Christ. And ultimately, that's why I think people say, well, how do you do what you do? And how do you remain humble? How do you do those things? And we know that when we're weak, he is strong. And so if we just take ourselves there daily, he's the one that carries us. And so we just give thanks to Jesus for what he does every day in our life.
Awesome. Well, guys, we really appreciate the time today. And we really appreciate our audience and everything you do. So always, as usual, you can stay connected to us. You can go to the Economic Alliance website. You can go to the LinkedIn page. We have a Facebook page. Communicate. You can reach out to either one of these guys via social media channels. Reach out to us if you need to get connected and you want to know more about More Than the Move. It was morethanthemove.org. Is that correct? So we want you to stay in tune, and thank you very much. We'll see you next week.